The man who sends the investor class diving for their tax shelters. Frank Smith.
At every trough you stop to feed. With your arrogance, your ignorance and greed. Now here come the cuts and redundancy. Through the absolute indifference, the avarice, incompetence, your arrogance, your ignorance, your greed.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, ricksmithshow.com. Did you know Pennsylvania is the only major gas-producing state that does not have a severance tax on the value of the gas that comes out of the ground? Did you know that? And also, you know, where does that money go? Because evidently a new report out from the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center says that they're not paying more on impact fees, and they're certainly not paying more in corporate net income taxes. So where is that money going? Well, it's not going to benefit you, me, our roads, our bridges, our schools, our state coffers, that's for sure. Here to talk a little bit about this. And, well, you know, look at our budget problems here in the Commonwealth. I've asked our good friend Dr. Stephen Herzenberg to come talk with us. He is the executive director of the Keystone Research Center. Steve, thanks for taking time for us.
Happy to do it, Rick.
So we're the only one. We're the only one without a severance tax, huh?
Yes, we are. And it's, so progressive states like Wyoming and Louisiana, North Dakota, they all have the common sense to say when big gas companies take gas out of the ground, they're going to capture 5%, 10%, depends on the state, of that revenue for higher education, for K through 12, for diversifying their economy after the gas runs out, you know, to make their state better for the people who live there. But here, we're still putting drillers first instead of Pennsylvanians first.
So let me ask you a dumb question, because you said there are drillers in Wyoming and North Dakota and Louisiana.
Yeah.
Why are they there? I mean, we don't have a tax. I mean, it's cheaper to do business here. Why are they in those other places? Why aren't they all here?
Because
it's a dumb question, isn't it?
I mean, the bottom line is anywhere there's gas that you can extract for less than you can sell it for, drillers are gonna drill there. And again, as is the case really in every industry, corporate taxes, but severance taxes on the value of gas pulled out of the ground in particular, they're small compared to the revenues that come in, compared to the cost of production. So in the end, if you got gas, and we got a lot of gas, drillers will come to you.
Is that something to be proud of?
Well, it's, I don't know.
You don't light any matches.
One way of looking at it is this is our natural resource. I mean, when these drilling companies go in the ground, there are a set of environmental consequences, you know, some of which we know about and some of which, you know, we'll learn about in the future. And so, again, it's crazy. You need that money for environmental protection as well as for, you know, education and other needs. I mean, in higher education, it's just striking. It's striking because you got like Alaska and North Dakota and like three of the top gas producing states, and I'm forgetting the third one. Wyoming, I think, is the third one. So you got in those three states, which have severance taxes and have lots of natural resources, they rank three of the top four in terms of higher education funding per person. Pennsylvania is 47th.
Wow. We could be last. But here's the thing. I mean, you look at Alaska. I mean, in fact, you know, and I keep telling my anti-tax friends, you look at Alaska, good, you know, conservative, right-wing, red state.
Right.
The drilling companies actually give out, you know, like a tax prize. All the citizens get a check every year. It's like their drilling prize.
Right. And it's great. And again, for us, some of the regions that the gas comes from, like the northern tier, and parts of western Pennsylvania, but big chunks of the gas drilling regions in Pennsylvania don't even have a community college. And now, sort of a couple of the four-year state system universities that are threatened with shrinkage or closure are right in gas country, Mansfield and Tioga County, and then Clarion County. And so it's like, can we please take, you know, can we please impose a tax on these companies drilling in these places and then funnel some of that money back to those places to give people affordable access to post-secondary education, which you need now to get a family-supporting job. But no, we don't have the common sense to do that. And again, our piece, you said some of it in your intro, but our piece is sort of timely for kind of three reasons. The first thing is we did want to update some numbers we'd done a few years ago on how little gas companies pay in other taxes, corporate net income taxes in particular. And also, we did pass this per well impact fee in 2011 under Governor Corbett. He didn't, again, he was still trying to abide by the Grover Norquist no tax pledge,
right,
which is why he wasn't willing to do a real severance tax, which is more like a sales tax on the value of the gas produced. So we did this per well fee, but actually gas production is now up five times since 2011, and we get, because of the nature of that fee, the way it's structured, we get less in impact fees this in 2016 than we got in 2011 when the amount of gas produced was, again, one-fifth of the current level.
Wow.
But then the third reason, which is important for the budget this year, but particularly for the budget long-term, is for a couple of years, gas prices have been really low because we were pumping a lot of gas in Pennsylvania, and we didn't have pipelines to take the gas to more distant markets. So we had a glut of gas here, and so the price went down. And so because the price went down, even though production was going through the roof, the fact that we didn't have a severance tax didn't matter as much because the market value of the stuff coming out of the ground was low, was depressed. And so we weren't leaving so much money on the table.
Right. But now that we're building pipelines like crazy.
Here's what's going on. It's exactly right. We're the money being left on the table is now about to start increasing rapidly. So now it's about $500 million a year because we don't have a severance tax kind of at the level of, let's say, West Virginia's. And there is a Republican proposal from Representative Kate Harper that would give us a severance tax combined with the impact fee that's sort of in the range of the West Virginia severance tax and raise about $500 million. But then that's going to go up from there to $750 million to $1 billion because prices are projected to go back really to the multi-state and even national and global price. So
right.
Bottom line is we really, come on, this break we're giving to the drilling companies for some combination of straight ideological reasons. Governor Corbett didn't want to violate that anti-tax pledge. And of course, because of the political contributions, the political power of the gas companies, the money that we're leaving on the table is about to go through the roof. And it's not by itself enough to completely solve Pennsylvania's horrendous budget problems, but it would help this year, and it would help a heck of a lot next year, the year after that, by the early 2020s. And again, this gas is going to be coming out of the ground for decades. So yeah. Can we please get this right before we've given billions and billions? Again, our estimates are $1.2 billion so far over 5 years. We haven't collected because we don't have a real severance tax, and we have this pathetic per well fee, which shrinks to $15,000 per well by the time the well is 4 years old. So, but we're going to be leaving again more like the order of $1 billion on the table each year, and then north of that within a matter of years. So, come on, can we get with Wyoming and North Dakota and Louisiana? Please get, a reasonable severance tax.
Yeah, and stop pulling West Virginia down.
Exactly. Race to the bottom. Yeah. No, they actually West Virginia did actually get rid of, they had a combination of a per well fee and a severance tax, and they got rid of the per well piece a little while ago. And you know, maybe it's because we're racing them to the bottom. It's just,
isn't it nuts, Steve? I mean, you talk about this boom bust stuff, and we never seem to get on the front end of the booms, but when it busts, we end up holding the bag.
No, you're right. We really do. Again, the last few years, it's been like, you know, the drillers have been crying poverty, right? You know, oh, we can't afford it because the price is so low. And again, that excuse is gone now.
Yeah.
Again, there is some bipartisan support for this. It's the Republican leadership in the legislature that's doesn't want to bring, let's say, Representative Harper's proposal to the floor for a vote. Mike Terzai in the Speaker of the House is said to be particularly an obstacle to getting a vote on a real severance tax. But again, like a lot of other issues, people gotta raise their voice, and you want to put drillers first or people first. For us, that's not a, you know, not a difficult choice. I mean, the drilling companies are still going to make fantastic profits. They're going to make out like bandits anyway, as, again, these pipelines kick in and the price rebounds above $2 and then above $3 per, I think it's million cubic feet.
Yeah, so they want it all. So last question I've got for you then.
Yeah.
And what should we be doing? I mean, what should people be doing? Because it makes sense. I mean, if we're going to, I'm not a big driller fan, but if we're going to be drilling and if we're going to be building pipelines, if we're going to be doing this stuff, we should at least benefit from the degradation and the destruction that's coming. What should we be doing?
Well, again, if people got to let their legislator know. So they got to go online and find out, both sides of the aisle. There's some Southwestern Democrats that at times have been ambivalent about imposing a severance tax. So, you need to let your legislator know that Governor Wolf has a proposal. Mike Sterla, a Democrat from Lancaster, has a proposal. Representative Harper, whose district is, I think, mostly Montgomery County, and I think it touches Lancaster County, too. She's, again, the Republican House member with a proposal. All three of those proposals would be dramatically better than what we've got now. It's a pretty simple phone call. Tell your legislator, please put the people of Pennsylvania first instead of the drilling companies. You know, I mean, we all know what happened to K-12 funding. I talked about 47th place for higher education funding, cuts in human services funding, not enough investment in creating a diversified economy as manufacturing jobs leave rural areas, some of them drilling regions. So, again, we've got critical need infrastructure, in this state, broadband, including, again, for those rural areas. We've got critical needs. We have what my colleague Mark Steer calls an investment deficit, and a reasonable severance tax is just sort of blindingly obvious. In terms of making a contribution to investing in our collective, future. So, yeah, people got to let their state representative, their state senator, know that it's time to stop leaving that money on the table.
Yep, there you go. If you want more information, check out their website, keystoneresearch.org. Steve, I appreciate the time. Keep up the great work.
All right. Take care. You too.
Good stuff. Dr. Stephen Herzenberg, again, you want to check out their website, keystoneresearch.org. We'll get a link at therickSmithShow.com. Quick break, right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.